Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer, and I'll be your host this morning. My co-host, Tony, is going to be off this morning, but hopefully we'll be back by next week. In the meantime, I will be working the program today, and we have some very special guests today. We have two gentlemen from Associated Bank who will be talking about commercial lending and some of the things going on here in the Valley and their backgrounds are as far as lenders are concerned, and what you need to know as far as borrowing and getting your business started. First of all, though, I'd like to take just a couple minutes, as Tony normally would, to tell you a little bit about SCORE. The program here is provided by SCORE here in the Fox River Valley, and our SCORE chapter right now has about 50 mentors who are available to help new people start their businesses. We operate out of about an 8-county area and provide free counseling services to those of you who are interested in starting up a business, have been in business for a number of years and looking for help, or also have reached the point at your time where you're looking possibly to do some continuation planning and so on. So we hope to provide you with those kinds of services. We also, as we said, operate out of an 8-county area, so we go down as far south as Fond du Lac. We have branches in Oshkosh and Fond du Lac, and work in Green Lake County. We work in Marquette County. So we cover a lot of territory. To get in contact with us, if you are looking for help, we would ask that you reach us by reaching our website, which is www.foxcityscore.com. Just let us know what it is you're thinking about or looking for help with, and we will match you up with the proper mentor to do the necessary counseling to help you succeed. So those are our goals. Also, one of the things about SCORE is, of course, we're always looking for mentors here in the Valley. Any of you out there who have been in business for a number of years and would like to give back to the community, help the business community today, be sure to look into SCORE. We're there to help people, and it's an excellent way to volunteer to be able to provide your knowledge and expertise for people who need your help. So we're definitely looking forward to hearing from you on those possibilities. The other area that SCORE works with, of course, is in the area of special programs, and we have two of those coming up this next couple of months. The next program is going to be April the 19th. It's going to be on legal pitfalls and the 10 most common mistakes people make when starting a business. The presenter on that is going to be from Epiphany Law. We'll be talking to Kevin Eisman from Epiphany, and he will be doing the program. As I said, that's going to be April 19th from 8 a.m. to 11. It will be at the SCORE office at the Fox City Chamber Building. The cost for that is $35. And again, we would suggest go out to the website, and we'll be very happy to set you up with the registration there. You can do it right online. The next program coming up is going to be on May 17th, and that will be the startup program for our Simple Steps program. If you're familiar with that area, but what we do is provide a 5-program series that talks about starting your business, what's involved in being an entrepreneur, and then goes into some details as far as financing, as far as the legal questions, marketing, and of course one we'll be covering today is where do I get the money? So we'll be working on those with you. As I said, the basic program starts on the May 17th. That'll be from 8 a.m. to 12:30. It'll include lunch, and it'll be held at the Copper Rock, which is downtown Appleton. They have a very, very nice meeting room there. And the cost for that and for each of the other four programs will be $25 each. So again, we ask that you take a look at those out on our website. And the easiest way to do that is to go out to www.foxcityscore.com and register for the programs as they come up. And if you have any questions, you can reach us at the Fox City Chamber office. The number there is 920-734-7101. So again, any questions, give us a call there. So again, look forward to working with you on SCORE. And as I said, this morning we'll be talking to some people here from Associated Bank. So again, if you're interested, give us a call back, call in, and if you have any questions, we'll be giving out the numbers in just a moment. But first, we're going to take a slight break and then be back with you. This is SCORE with the Biz Talk here on WHBY 1150 Radio. Thank you. Okay, and good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, WHBY 1150 Radio. I'm Randy Melzer, and I'm here this morning working kind of solo without Tony Bush, our regular partner on this program. Before we get to our guests, I'd just like to just take 1 minute and mention a few things as far as some of the sponsors that we have on the program. Would like to ask you to be sure to think about them when you're looking for business. We have, of course, Associated Bank, and we're going to have our two guests from there this morning. Also, there is Hurling Clark, the law office, which for business law, excellent operation there. Please get in contact with them if you have any business questions. Also, Albertson Hailing, especially on everybody's mind now in the accounting area. And then the other operation we have there is Lakeview Credit Union, who's been a sponsor with us for a number of years. And then also a reminder about the Business News, who provide up-to-date information on a regular basis as far as what's going on in the Valley as far as business news. So we'd ask that you please support those sponsors if you would. Now today I'd like to kind of turn to our guests. Today we have two gentlemen here in the studio from Associated Bank. I have Adam Lang and Steve Berry. Adam, Steve, good to have you here this morning.
Thanks, Randy.
Okay.
Good to be here.
Why don't I have you kind of take turns here and give me a little bit about your background, how long you've been with Associated, or at least how long you've been in the banking business, and just kind of bring us up to date who you are.
Sure. Okay. Randy, this is Steve.
Okay, Steve, why don't you go ahead?
I'm a business banker with Associated Bank. I've been in banking 9 years, commercial banking the last five. Graduated from St. Norbert College and also graduated from the Graduate School of Banking in Madison. So over that time, have run into a lot of different things and learned quite a bit, both in industry and in some advanced schooling. So dealt with small businesses, medium-sized businesses, a lot of nonprofits and churches and whatnot, and have helped with a number of loans, deposits, full relationship needs.
Okay, so we're kind of a one-stop business shop.
One-stop shop, yep.
Wonderful. And which location are you at?
I'm out of the Northland office in Appleton.
Out of the Northland office, okay. And
yeah, good morning. My name is Adam Lang, as Randy mentioned, and I am actually from right here in Little Chute, Wisconsin, born and raised, and I went to college in Madison, lived in Milwaukee for about 5 years after that, and I've been back in the Valley now for about 3 years with my family here and Combined Locks. Mm-hmm. So happy to be back. And I've been in the financial industry now for about 9 years. Mm-hmm. Been doing business banking now for about 2 years, and it's certainly been great to be back in the Valley and get to connect with a lot of the business owners in the area here and learn a lot more about what they do and find ways that we can help them out.
Okay, and you said you were at which location?
My location is right on Calumet and Eisenhower here in Darboy.
Okay, in the Darboy area. Okay. So it sounds like we have a couple people here who have plenty of experience in the area of business banking and also who are from the area here now, which is very, very good. When you're dealing with people, today's market for banking, first of all, what do you see as far as the market right now? And a couple things as far as what people should be looking at right now.
Well, we've definitely been seeing some improvements in the market for sure. And a lot of businesses have recovered pretty well in 2011. A lot of the financials that we're getting back at this time are certainly showing some growth. And that's great. And we're trying to be a big part of that and assisting businesses any way that we can. Lending has certainly been a great opportunity for a lot of the businesses out there. Obviously, the rate environment is very competitive right now and mm-hmm. very much in the local business owner's favor, so it's been good.
What kind of rates do you see right now?
It's crazy, to be honest. At one point, we were pretty surprised to see the rates go below 5%, and now mm-hmm. you're actually seeing them dip even below 4% in certain areas. So certainly, again, a very opportune time for a lot of the owners in the area.
And that is for general existing businesses, and also what about one of the other areas we work with is SBA. Are either of you SBA specialists?
Sure. I've done a lot of SBA loans. The one that's most advantageous, I think, right now is the SBA 504 program.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a number of real estate deals with the 504 assistance, and it's a great way to fix in 40%, up to 40% of your project costs for real estate at a 20-year fixed rate. And I think those rates are probably in the high fours or low fives would be a guess.
Okay.
So you can fix 40% of your project for the full 20 years. And then the first bank portion would be 50% of the project, and that would be probably a 3 or 5 year balloon.
Wow, okay, so that gives you an opportunity to spread that thing out pretty well and get your feet on the ground.
It's a great program, and it also, right now, through some legislation, you can do refinances with the 504 program, which, mm-hmm. which is new. And that I think that expires in September of this year, unless that's passed to go longer. But right now there is kind of a timely thing to take advantage of that program to refinance current debt.
Great. Okay.
And we're certainly fortunate being with Associated Bank from an SBA standpoint. Associated Bank has actually been the number one SBA lender in the state for 7 straight years now, which is something we're definitely very proud of, because a lot right. of times people cringe when they hear SBA. They assume long turn times and a lot of additional documentation, which is certainly something that we've been able to streamline for customers and make the process a lot more efficient. Our underwriting department for SBA is located right here in Kimberly.
Okay.
So we certainly have a good expertise in that area and are able to make it a lot easier for customers.
Well, you as associate are a preferred SBA lender, is that correct?
We are, which okay. does give us the ability to underwrite and approve SBA loans internally, as opposed to having to work with government underwriters or having to work externally on that.
Okay, yeah, because those are, I think, the two biggest areas I know when I'm talking with clients when they're talking about SBA is always the turnaround time, how much paperwork, how long does it take. The other thing is the fee, that there's an SBA fee. Could you address that a little bit? Where we're at, you know, how about turnaround time? How fast would that be?
Typically when we're adding in an SBA guarantee, you're looking at adding possibly 2 to 3 weeks to the turn time of a normal loan underwriting.
Okay.
So it's not too bad. I mean, in some situations it can be even quicker, and we try to expedite it all together. If we know early on in the process we're going to be looking at going SBA, mm-hmm. you know, that certainly makes it more efficient, where we can get our SBA team involved right away and can kind of work hand in hand with our conventional team to make it go quick for them.
Okay. And what about that nasty fee? I know for a while SBA had dropped those. Are they back in again?
I believe they are back okay. in, unless something's passed, but I think they are there. The beauty of our SBA team is we have 6 or 7, I think, dedicated SBA experts that, okay. that can rattle that off the top of their tongue.
Uh-huh.
And they also can answer our questions for eligibility if there are eligibility issues. So we can consult with someone, you know, with one quick phone call and get that dollar amount
okay,
nailed
the,
down.
Yeah. The thing that people understand is, of course, that the SBA does not make the loan. The SBA only guarantees the loan.
Correct.
And that the bank, of course, you still have to do all the basic underwriting and work with the individual.
Correct.
Right. Okay. And, of course, that brings me to another point here, since you're both now residents of the Valley, have had some experience with the people and so on, that allows you to have that kind of relationship with your customers. How important is that relationship banking? How do you see that?
We certainly put a lot of value into that. We try to really be a well-rounded bank and a full-service bank for all the businesses that we work with. So from a relationship standpoint, we hope that businesses don't view us as a vendor but more as a partner, someone that they can really trust in, someone that's going to work for them, someone that they can go to with questions and really mm-hmm. view that as more of an advisory role as opposed to someone that they just come to when they need something transactional.
Okay, so when do I start that relationship?
As early as you can. We prefer to be involved in the planning stages, or if you have an existing business but are thinking of making some changes, we'd love to be a part of those conversations.
Okay.
It shouldn't be just I need a loan, let's go see what kind of rates we can get. We're looking to understand your business, your growth plans, your succession planning if you're thinking of transitioning your business at some
mm-hmm,
point.
Mm-hmm.
So really our goal is to be, you know, a trusted advisor to all of our customers, and that starts at the very beginning, and hopefully we can be there throughout all the changes that your business takes, and if there's a bad year, we can talk through those things and understand why and work through it.
Good. Okay.
And yeah, if there's a great year, then there are headaches too with growing, and
yep.
we can help with those.
Well, that's again all part of the business plan, that you have the what ifs and the if or kind of situation in your business plan. You know, if we get it, you know, all of a sudden got lucky and things really started moving,
mm-hmm.
did we make arrangements or plans with the banker to be able to support the kind of growth we have. So do you see people be able to do that, or are they just all of a sudden stunned? Have you had some people surprised that all of a sudden if things start moving well?
We tend to not hear a lot if things are going well.
Okay.
It's a lot of times if there's a struggle. I haven't received a call yet today from somebody that won the lottery. so that's a positive headache to have that I didn't hear yet. But no, when things are going well and rolling along, sometimes it's more on us to be proactive and still make the touches, which we pride ourselves on doing.
Good. Okay.
Because you need to know how to preserve your money and save for retirement and things like that, too. So it's important to stay on track.
Okay. Well, just for our listeners out there, if you have some questions for Adam and Steve from Associated Bank, if you want to give us a call here at the station, our numbers here in Appleton are 281-1150. Also, we have 1-866-887-1150 for those of you on the toll-free line. Give us a call. We'd be happy to hear from you and answer any of your individual questions. And with that, I think we're going to take a short break here. We'll be back to answer some more questions with our two guests from Associated. And good morning again, and welcome back to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer, and I have a couple of guests in the studio today from Associated Bank. I have Steve Berry and Adam Lang. We're talking a little bit about financing. We mentioned a few things about SBA and kind of a little bit about how things are going in the banking business as far as the area here is concerned. Two things I was going to get into. Number one, just following up on the idea of how things are going. Everybody wants to know, is it getting better? Is lending getting looser? Is it getting more available? What's your opinion on that at this point in time?
I think it is getting better. From our customers, we're seeing improved numbers. So we think we've turned some kind of corner, and we're dealing with a lot of small manufacturers, small businesses. So I think that sector really has they trimmed down as much as they possibly could, and now business has been up a tick. So they're seeing increased activity and a lot of positive news. So we're happy to see that. In terms of lending, it's still tight. There's no doubt that the industry went through a tough time and got some regulations pushed down that mm-hmm. maybe were deserved. So the climate has changed a bit, but at the same time, there is money available. We are looking to lend, as pretty much all banks are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely available. And if you have a well thought out plan and idea and the assets and knowledge to do it, then there's money available for you to do that.
All right.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, the underwriting process is certainly more thorough today than it was probably even 7-8 years ago, which is certainly a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so as long as you're willing to take the time and go through the full process,
yep,
the opportunities are certainly there.
And now you mentioned underwriting. You guys do the underwriting locally here, correct?
We do.
Okay.
Being a Wisconsin-based bank headquartered right in Green Bay, we do have everything located locally here. So all of our underwriting and decision-making offices are within 2 hours of the valley here. So it certainly is an advantage for us, you know, just because we have underwriters that are familiar with the demographic. They're familiar with this area, a lot of times even familiar with the clients that we're working with,
okay,
which allows us to really deal with each client on a case-by-case basis and really work through the challenges that they have and try to be subjective with the decision-making and try to find a way to make things work for them.
Okay. Well, if I'm looking for help right now, how do I get in touch with each of you? Can you give me your contact information and let me know what I need to do, call, you know, where I get in touch with you?
Sure. So again, my office is located right in Darboy here on the corner of Calumet and Eisenhower Street. And my direct contact, my phone number is 920-637-0226 is probably the easiest way to reach me. I can also be reached by email at adam.lange@associatedbank.com.
Okay. And Steve?
Yeah. So Steve Berry, my direct line is 920-450-8472. And my email is steven.berry@associatedbank.com. And I'm located at 2701 North Richmond Street in Appleton.
Okay. So write down All righty, great. So, yeah, if you have any questions, by the way, for either Steve or Adam at this point, you can reach us here at the studio. The numbers are 281-1150 here in Appleton or on the TDS toll-free line at 866-887-1150, and we'll be more than happy to take your calls on the and with any questions. Going along, though, with this idea of being local and having relationships, what if I am looking to get a loan? What are you looking for? What do I need to bring to you? What kind of background material and so on? Just kind of as a package, what are you looking for?
Well, typically to start, we are going to need tax returns from the last few years. Now getting closer to the end of tax season here, we are looking at 2010 and 2011 tax returns. Okay. We are going to want to take a look at some of the financials as well, the year-to-date profit and loss statements, the balance sheets, aging statements on those balance sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are dealing with a startup business,
yeah,
something that you're looking to get up and running, I guess prior to even meeting with us, I definitely think there's a lot of importance to meet with, whether it's a mentor at SCORE or some of the resource that you have. It's certainly important to meet with someone and really develop that in-depth business plan.
Okay.
And we've all got ideas that we've drawn on napkins and different things we've come up with, which are a lot of great ideas, but really taking the time to dig a little bit deeper and explore all the factors that are going to be involved with starting that business is certainly important.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just add, for those that are thinking of startups, we've looked at a lot of business plans that are beautifully bound and color printed and mm-hmm. 87 pages long, and it doesn't need to be something like that. So I hope those that have ambitions of starting businesses aren't worried or turned off because of what a daunting task a business plan is.
Right.
All we're looking for is to understand who you are, what you've done, what you're looking to do, and how you plan to do it.
Okay.
And that can be done in, I don't know, 10, 20 pages. We obviously want to see some type of financial projections, forecasting. Make sure you really understand your cost structure, mm-hmm. What you're planning on doing financially. You kind of need to have that background more than just a plan to start a business. You need
right.
to have some understanding of where you're going with it, too.
Okay, and
I think one other thing that's real important that we didn't touch on is the personal financial statement.
Yeah.
That certainly goes a long way. We really are not only analyzing the business that you're running, but also the individual that's running that business is very
right.
important, and we're looking to work with quality people that have, you know, good background, good industry experience, and, you know, certainly taking a deeper look into that through a personal financial statement is important too.
Yeah, those are some of the key issues that we work with when we're dealing at SCORE, trying to put together the business plan for people. And again, as you mentioned, I like the point that you made is to have the business plan that's the right size for you, that expresses what you want to do. It doesn't have to be canned. It doesn't have to be something that is 60 pages long, but it has to be something, number one, that's you've thought it out. And number two, that you can explain, because I've had situations where people have had some of these canned reports, and they don't even know what's in them. Some of it is just boilerplate that's put in there to fill up space. And if you don't know what's in your plan, how do you defend it to the banker? That's the hard part. So, yeah, thought has to go into what it is you're going to need. And I guess we always stress the point, too, that the main concern is not, you know, what are your assets, background, and so on, but how are you going to pay the loan back?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if you guys are interested in owning any property, owning any businesses?
Yeah. No, more than ever now, cash flow is king, and ability to repay is how loans get paid back, not through the sale of the collateral.
Right.
We've all learned.
Yeah, just saying that, you just got Tony Bush's attention there, because that's his favorite line is cash is king.
Yeah.
And when you're out of cash, you're out of business.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, trying to make sure that we have all of the background material that you need to make things work. Okay. How do I go about picking a lender? That's another question people ask me. How do I find a good lender? What should I know? What should I be looking for?
Yeah, I think it's one of those, the analogy of being on the right bus and being the right seat on the right bus. You have to find the right bank first. And that could mean, to me, that means just finding a bank that aligns with your objectives and what your goals are.
Okay.
If you're a medium-sized business and you want to grow and you're at a bank that you're bumping up against your lending limit, or they just don't have the technology or something to provide, That's when maybe you're not at the right bank. So mm-hmm. I think you need to be positioned at a bank that's stable. In this industry, we've seen a lot of consolidation, a lot of name changes. So you want someone that's been around that can go where you want to go.
Okay.
And then the other thing is just having the right relationship with your particular lender.
Okay.
You want to know someone that's responsive, that you feel comfortable with, that you trust. And if you can find that person, then that should be a good fit that clearly cares about your business and wants to work with you and be that the person that you can call if there's an issue or if there's some success too.
Okay, Adam, did you have any?
Yeah, I guess I'll just piggyback what Steve said. I think a lot of times it does come down to not necessarily the bank that you're working with, but the person that you're working with is really going to define the experience that you have with that bank. You know, and not that banks don't have differences in programs and products, but really at the end of the day, are you working with someone that you do trust, someone mm-hmm. that's going to be in your corner, mm-hmm. someone that's going to fight for you, someone that you can go to with questions and that can really advise you through the challenges of your business.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's, again, one of the things we stress most is to get to know the banker. The other thing we also mentioned is no surprises. Is that something that you have had contact with?
I haven't had any terrible calls, but yeah, some people hide when something bad happens or are scared to call your banker. That should be, you know, you have your team of attorney, accountant, banker typically, and hopefully those are you know, calls that you make early and often when things are coming up. So we don't typically like surprises much, so the earlier the better that we can find out good or bad what's going on, the better.
And as somebody starting out in business, you know, there's a lot of other areas besides just the regular lending side. Do you recommend to people or try to suggest to people that they find different ways to, you know, come in with the additional funding they need? When I'm talking about things like grants or revolving loans, do you see much of that out there?
We don't. I know that there are a lot of really good grant and revolving loan opportunities out there offered through the municipalities that you're probably doing business in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from experience that they're incredibly low interest rates that I don't think any bank could compete with. And they're just underutilized because people don't know about them, or some have some requirements. One that I know in particular was you have to create one new job for every $20,000 you borrow.
Yep.
So there's usually those kinds of things, and most of the time you can work through that, and the stuff that you're going to be doing probably is going to at least create jobs or maintain jobs.
Sure.
A lot of times that will be the what you need to do to qualify for it. So they're out there. You know, there are sign grants, things like that,
sure,
where if you
sure.
want to beautify your building, there's some free or real inexpensive money out there.
Okay. If I'm going to do that, now, like I said, I know you have to have a percentage cash down and so on. Can some of those programs play into the down payment that I have or my portion of it as opposed to the loan that we come to you for?
I believe so. I think most of them are 50, or a lot of them that I've dealt with are 50-50
yep.
from the municipality. So
yes.
you have to do 50% from the municipality, 50% from either the bank or personal funds. And we would, I think, look at it the same way.
Okay.
If you have a grant that's 50%, then we would consider that to be an equity injection unless there are repayment terms.
Okay. So as long as there's no repayment term on it, it is your own, it can be part of your equity towards the loan then.
Yeah. And that same concept would apply for seller financing when
sure.
businesses are transitioning. We want to make sure that you have skin in the game too.
You're
so,
right.
So there's that aspect and don't want to diminish that. But we just calculate the repayment terms into the cash flow and that typically can count as, your equity.
Okay. What is the split right now as far as loan to value that you're looking for, as far as, you know, the loans right now?
Typically, if you're looking to go conventional, 80% is kind of the benchmark that we work off of.
Okay.
Again, we do have the opportunity to work outside of that in the right situations.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the SBA, that does give you more flexibility when there are, I guess, collateral shortfalls.
Correct.
You know, especially in real estate, you can typically go up to even 90% loan to value when you're looking at structuring with an SBA guarantee.
Okay.
So that does provide a lot of opportunity for businesses that maybe don't have the money to put down on a new building or a new asset that they're looking to purchase.
Okay, so the main key is that you have to be thinking at about 20% into the game yourself.
Typically.
Good. Okay. Well, fine. Looks like if you have any questions for us, give us a call at 281-1150 or at 866-887-1150. We'll be coming back in a little bit, and Steve and Adam will be giving us some biz tips for the program. So we will be back with you in just a moment. This is Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Okay, and good morning again. My name is Randy Melzer. I am here with the Biz Talk show on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. We've been talking with two gentlemen from Associated Bank, Steve Berry and Adam Lang, and just kind of going over some things as far as the SBA and other types of lending. Again, reminder, if you have any questions, please give us a call. A couple of the areas that we've been kind of looking at, when you start talking about planning, start talking about bringing in your business plan and so on, one of the questions I run into a lot is my clients are looking for information specific to their businesses and so on. We're always looking for resources. Do you gentlemen know of some, or how, you know, could people come to you as a resource to help them get some of their numbers that they're looking for?
Absolutely. We'd be happy to be the first point of contact. Associated Bank subscribes to First Research, which is a basically a service that provides industry knowledge. They do industry breakdowns and provide reports on industry-specific information ranging from difficulties they're having, successes they're having, financial information, benchmarks. So it produces probably a 20-page report on each specific industry.
Okay, good.
So it's a real nice handout that we provide for our existing customers, so they can kind of see, aside from their shop, what's happening in their industry. And maybe they know it all, but a lot of times they pick out a little gem here and there that right. it's certainly worth looking into.
Right. Well, that's one of the hardest things people have, is finding that background information, doing the ratios that they need, and trying to see what's necessary and where to find it. So, and you have it available at both your locations?
Yep.
Okay. And if somebody was going to get in contact with you again, can you give me your contact information and how to reach you?
Sure. Yeah, again, my name is Adam Lang, and the best number I can be reached at is 920-637-0226, or at adam.lange, L-A-N-G-E, at associatedbank.com. And again, I'm located right here in Darboy, and whether it's just a question that you have or something that you'd like to talk to me about, I'm happy to take your call and see if we can help you out.
Okay, yeah, because we can always keep recommending, get to know your banker before you need them. Okay, and Steve, how do we reach you?
Sure. Steve Berry, best number is 920-450-8472. My email is steven.berry, and that's B-A-R-R-Y, at associatedbank.com, and I'm located at 2701 North Richmond Street in Appleton.
Okay. All righty. Well, we covered a lot of different things today, the different types of lending available out there, the fact that it's looking better. That's a good point.
We think so.
And for people who are out there trying to get started in your business, at least have a little encouragement. Things are there. Look at good things as far as your own personal background, bring that information in, and get to meet your bankers. Okay, the other question we're going to do then is to have, as we normally do, if you have some a biz tip, and I'll ask each of you if you've got one. Steve, I want to put you on the spot first.
Sure. I'm kind of going to go a little bit of an attorney here, but it does relate to the banking world too. Just want to stress the importance of a buy-sell agreement when you're starting a plan, starting a business plan, or even if you have an existing business. Buy-sell agreement would outline the terms of one partner buying out another partner if there are multiple parties involved, which oftentimes there are. We see far too often where two partners start a business. It's a small business, so they're not worried about it. They each put in a few of their own dollars, and you know, we'll figure it out if something comes up. But things happen. Somebody passes away, and now you're in business 50-50 with that person's spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the deal you got into in the first
right.
place.
Or his son who enjoys golf and doesn't really want to do anything with the business.
Right. So there are a ton of scenarios that can play out. I can speak personally that I had a 51%, 49% ownership, and one guy fired the other guy, and now how much do I have to pay him for his remaining ownership interest? And while that doesn't sound like a banking problem, when that person needs to write a check to buy the other party out, and they're suing each other, and that's hanging over your head, it makes it difficult to figure out what you want to provide for financing for their expansion, things like that. So the buy-sell agreement is really, really important. It's easier to do in the beginning, but certainly it needs to be done before an issue comes up, and just something to think about.
Yeah, no matter what, whether it's an LLC or whether it's a partnership or anything else, having that kind of a plan in place is always vital.
Yep.
There's nightmare stories all over the place about that one. So again, having the team, the banker, the attorney, and the insurance agent in that particular case too. There's some things that you need where the insurance has to be brought in.
Sure, and it's they can do it pretty cheap and quickly. It's not that complicated of a thing to do, but it's something that you kind of can't do after the fact.
Right. Yeah. If you need it, it's too late. Okay. Well, thank you. Adam.
I guess the tip that I would leave is don't overlook the importance of good bookkeeping and understanding the operating system that you use, whether it's QuickBooks or a system similar to that. We often run into businesses where the owner that started the business got started because they were very knowledgeable in that industry or in a particular field, mm-hmm. but they don't necessarily have a lot of experience running a business or understanding the numbers that go into it. And I think that really goes a long way in helping the success of a business. You know, too often we run into businesses that wait until the end of the year to really analyze the numbers, take a look at profit margins and things of that nature, and discover that there's some concerns or some problems. And, you know, it was something that could have probably been discovered, you know, 9 months earlier had they been reviewing those on a monthly basis. So we really encourage people to, whether it's through your accountant or someone internally, to make sure that at least on a monthly basis you're sitting down, you're reviewing your books, getting an understanding of, you know, hey, maybe my cost of goods went up 15%, but I only increased my prices by 5%, so your profit margin is slimming down, and had you not caught that month, you know, that could have continued on for a long time. So that's just something that we really try to encourage people to make sure, whether it's taking a class or through an advisor, really making sure that they get a good understanding of their bookkeeping.
So you're not really thrilled when the guy walks in with a shoebox full of paperwork and says, I have no idea where I am today?
Yeah, that can be a bit of a challenge.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that again, we always stress that the business plan, which contains that material in it, has got to be an ongoing living program. It's not something that you put on the shelf and pick off every 3 years or every year.
Absolutely.
So bring it up to date. And again, that goes back with the same idea of the surprises. We just don't need them. So, okay, two very good areas to be aware of. So when you're looking for some help, we have the Associated Bank here in the Valley, a local regional bank that can provide you with the services. Very good. Any other thoughts that you have as far as for our listeners out there?
I guess the only thing that we'd say is don't be afraid of your bank. You know, for whatever reason, over the last few years, people have grown a little bit of a fear of going into the bank. So we want people to know that there are opportunities out there, and we are here to work with you and try to help your business. And there's certainly a lot of, whether it's lending or banking programs, there's a lot of opportunities out there to help your business, to either consolidate debt, help with an expansion, help with growth. And we're certainly here to work you through that.
Okay. Well, like I said, two fine young gentlemen here in the banking business, and we'd be more than happy to sit down with either one of them if I was looking for a loan at this particular point in time. So, again, thank you for representing Associated Bank so well. We appreciate that this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And I'm Randy Melzer. If you were listening for Tony Bush, he is off today, but will be back with us next week. And so this is Biz Talk here on the Voice of Fox Cities, WHBY Radio. And brought to you by our fine sponsors, and well as being connected with the SCORE chapter here in the Valley. So we would ask you, if you're looking for business help, give us a call at SCORE or come out to our website at www.foxcities.score.com. And looking forward to hearing from you. We'll be back with Biz Talk next week. So thank you again, and have a great weekend.